This is number 101. Listen, I'm going to read a few different quotes about listening because this is probably one of the most important tools we have as people, because in my experience and in my belief, this is one of the most important tools we have in terms of trying to lead a spiritual life, or a life of meaning, or a life of usefulness and service. And the first quote is from Paul Tillich, a 20th century theologian, who said, "The first duty of love is to listen." He also said, "The courage to be is the courage to accept oneself in spite of being unacceptable." That's a sidebar, but I think worth hearing as well. And also from Jiddu Krishnamurti, "So when you are listening to somebody completely attentively, then you are listening not only to the words, but also to the feeling of what is being conveyed, to the whole of it, not part of it." And from M. Scott Peck, author of The Road Less Traveled, "You cannot truly listen to anyone and do anything else at the same time." Those of you who have been pouring your heart out to a friend, when you hear the ping of their email coming in, probably recognize the feeling of that one. And from W. H. Auden, "He has never seen God, but once or twice, he believes he has heard him." And again, "To attend to this and ignore that is to the inner life what the choice of action is to the outer. In both cases, a man is responsible for his choice and must accept the consequences." And finally, from F. Scott Fitzgerald, "Tender is the Night." Intermittently, she caught the gist of his sentences and supplied the rest from her subconscious, as one picks up the striking of a clock in the middle, with only the rhythm of the first uncounted strokes lingering in the mind. It can be really challenging for us to listen to each other, to that friend who continually talks about the same thing or even tells the same story, to the person who wants to gossip and we find it hard to redirect them into something non-destructive to talk about, trying to listen to a friend who is painting themselves as a victim, or to ourselves painting ourselves as a victim. These are all challenging situations, not to mention all the things we think we need to be thinking about: planning our future, worrying about the past, trying to figure out our next job, date, meal, conversation. So many thoughts to think. We end up multitasking, as a friend pours out their heart, giving our best version of an interested listener, but really just waiting for our cue to nod, say, "Uh-huh," or move the conversation along to something less messy. Then there are those times we just want to solve their problem or convince them they don't have a problem, when indeed all they really want is a sympathetic ear, someone willing to pay attention to them and what they have to say with a loving intention. Sometimes to do that requires effort. But to listen to someone, truly listen with your whole being, is an intimate act. It does take commitment. It does require a choice to let go of my self-centered thoughts and fears and offer all my attention to you. It makes me vulnerable. I have to move out of my need to survive, my need to know where I end and you begin, my need to protect myself, my need to stay comfortable. But making myself vulnerable can allow you to be vulnerable in return, and vice versa. And this meeting of vulnerabilities we call love. And this place of love is the place of transformation. And if we want to step into this place of transformation, this field within which transformation can occur, it takes choice and it takes effort. But what better use of our effort could there be? I remember when I tried to turn around my self-centered, fear-based approach to the world, long before I had found a meditation practice that worked for me, I simply knew that I was completely and absolutely self-centered. I couldn't hear what you were saying. The voices in my head, the thoughts in my head were so strong. And I simply had to force my attention outside of myself. Again and again and again. I still do the same thing. Insisting on listening to the world, listening to someone else, listening to nature itself with the whole of my being, and constantly having to correct back and correct back and correct back. The pull to be inward focused is so strong. But the effort is well worth it. Because when we're doing that, we're flowing out into the world and we are connecting with the world. And this connection with the world and the vulnerability that entails and implies is what allows the field of unconditional love to be formed or to be entered. It's always there. But this insistence on connection is what allows us to enter it. And this is an experience of the deepest and most profound energies of existence. It's to enter this field of love is to be healed. To enter this field of love and to allow ourselves to love is to become more like what we would imagine the angels are, and even what God would be. This is the way that we align ourselves with the flow of life. And when a friend, or anyone for that matter, offers us a chance to listen, it truly is a gift. They're offering us the opportunity to flow, and as the universe would have us flow. They're asking us to represent, for that moment, life itself. Why on earth would I ever refuse that? Today I will be present to my world and the people around me. Whenever I have the opportunity to spend time with another person for a moment or an hour, whether they're selling me a coffee or meeting me for lunch or interviewing me for a job, I will set aside my concerns and my worries. I will turn off my electronic devices, and I will engage in the loving act of listening. And when my thoughts pull me back inside, I will choose again and again to be present and to listen. And thank you for listening, truly. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Embracing Bliss. I started this podcast and the book it's based on to offer a daily reminder to myself as well as to you that we have the freedom to choose happiness. And if ever we needed happiness and freedom to choose in this world, now would be that time. So please do share it with someone you love, send it to a friend, and also please stay in touch. Links for Instagram, the book Embracing Bliss, and to sign up for my newsletter can all be found in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day.